definitely the wrong church for people.
Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 66. From these thy children gathered in thy name, from hearts made whole, from lips redeemed from woe, thy praise, O Father, shall forever flow. Alleluia, alleluia. Hymn number 66.
Thank you.
The scriptural will be given by Karen from California.
1 Corinthians. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, who art in heaven. Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 406. O love, our mother, ever near, to thee we turn from doubt and fear. In perfect peace our thought abide. Our hearts now in this truth confide. Man is the child of God. Hymn number 406. Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson and other subjects that need to be taken up, and learn how to practice better Christian Science in our daily lives. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you'll also be able to find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 every Sunday morning. And that Sunday school is available to children anywhere. We have a dedicated teleconference number just for the Sunday school. And many of our students don't live in the area, but they do attend via telephone. And that means that if you don't live in the area and have a child of Sunday school age, your child can attend also by telephone. So call us. We'll be happy to give you the number. And our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. And I might point out that we have a website specially just for children. where the basic instructions that all children should receive are on that website, plus a few other things that are really good. So, and you can access the children's website through our main website, plainfieldcs.com. Just go down to the quick links table, and the children's website is one of the quick links. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives saved, literally, through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you do show up in person, you can bring the whole family. We are going to have a meeting of the members this month. If for those of you who have joined us in membership, we will be having a meeting Thursday, May 23rd at 8 p.m., that's East Coast time. And if you can't join us in person, the meeting will be held also over the regular church teleconference number. But we'd be very happy to see you in person if you can make it. That's Thursday, May 23rd, 8 p.m. We have about 17 different websites in 17 different languages. That is our outreach to the world. Each of those websites contains the very finest Christian Science literature, where you can read, study, listen to, and download virtually anything that is on any of our websites. And what is available on our websites is free of charge. Freely we have received and freely we give. So we are very grateful for those of you who have found us through one of our websites and have found the healing of Christian Science through our websites. So we are very grateful to those of you who contribute financially that enable us to maintain these websites and to carry on this great cause of Christian Science. There's an article that I'd like to point out that's featured on our English language website entitled "The Siren Call of Ease" by Peter V. Ross. Short but very good article. I recommend it highly. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from the Christian Science textbook, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Izzy from England.
A grateful testimony. Quotation, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This has been proven to me in every way. When Christian Science came to me, I was a wreck, physically, mentally, and financially. But since the reading of Science and Health turned my thought toward the light, I have found that as far as I am willing to receive the word and live it, all comforts are supplied me. I am especially grateful for the spiritual help. I know that things which I did and thought last year, I would not do or think this year, and am satisfied. Through the careful and prayerful study of Science and Health, I have been lifted from sickness to health, from sorrow to peace, from lack to plenty. And the most beautiful of all, from darkness to light, Mrs. H.S.C., Seattle, Washington.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. We shall now read scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook. These comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 12 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Adam and Fallen Man. And the golden text is from John. Ye must be born again. The responsive reading is from Ephesians. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called,
with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love,
that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive,
but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ.
That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts,
and be renewed in the spirit of your mind,
and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Fairley from Maryland will now read.
The Bible. Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Isaiah, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees, well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. John, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. 2 Corinthians, seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, what veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Romans, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 2 Corinthians, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. To grasp the reality and order of being in its science, you must begin by reckoning God as the divine principle of all that really is. Spirit, life, truth, love combine as one and are the scriptural names for God. All substance, intelligence, wisdom, being, immortality, cause and effect belong to God. In science, man is the offspring of spirit. The beautiful, good and pure constitute his ancestry. His origin is not like that of mortal in brute instinct, nor does he pass through material conditions prior to reaching intelligence. Spirit is his primitive and ultimate source of being. God is his father, and life is the law of his being. Mortal mind would transform the spiritual into the material, and then recover man's original self in order to escape from the mortality of this era. Mortals are not like immortals, created in God's own image. But infinite spirit, being all, mortal consciousness, will at last yield to the scientific fact and disappear, and the real sense of being, perfect and forever intact, will appear. Science reveals the glorious possibilities of immortal man, forever unlimited by the mortal senses. The eternal truth destroys what mortals seem to have learned from error, and man's real existence as a child of God comes to light. Truth demonstrated is eternal life. Mortal man can never rise from the temporal debris of error, belief in sin, sickness, and death, until he learns that God is the only life. The belief that life and sensation are in the body should be overcome by the understanding of what constitutes man as the image of God. the name Adam represents the false supposition that life is not eternal, but has beginning and end. That the infinite enters the finite, that intelligence passes into non-intelligence, and that soul dwells in material sense, that immortal mind results in matter, and matter in mortal mind, that the one God and Creator entered what He created and then disappeared in the atheism of matter. Adam, represented in the scriptures, is formed from dust. It's an object lesson for the human mind. The material senses, like Adam, originate in matter and return to dust, are proved non-intelligent. They go out as they came in, for they are still the error, not the truth of being. Genesis 2:6. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. The science and truth of the divine creation have been presented in the verses already considered, and now the opposite error, a material view of creation, is to be set forth. The second chapter of Genesis contains a statement of this material view of God and the universe, a statement which is the exact opposite of scientific truth as before recorded. The first record assigns all might and government to God and endows man out of God's perfection and power. The second record chronicles man as mutable and mortal, as having broken away from deity, and as revolving in an orbit of his own. Existence separate from divinity, science explains as impossible. The creations of matter arise from a myth or false claim, or from mystification, and not from the firmament or understanding which God erects between the true and false. In error, everything comes from beneath, not from above. All is material myth instead of the reflection of spirit. Popular theology takes up the history of man as if he began materially right, but immediately fell into mental sin, whereas revealed religion proclaims the science of mind and its formations as being in accordance with the first chapter of the Old Testament, when God, mind, spake, and it was done. Whatever indicates the fall of man, or the opposite of God, or God's absence, is the Adam dream, which is neither mind nor man, for it is not begotten of the Father. Adam was not the ideal man for whom the earth was blessed. The ideal man was revealed in due time, and was known as Christ Jesus. As the individual ideal of truth, Christ Jesus came to rebuke rabbinical error and all sin, sickness, and death, to point out the way of truth and life. This ideal was demonstrated throughout the whole earthly career of Jesus, showing the difference between the offspring of soul and of material sense, of truth and of error. When speaking of God's children, not the children of men, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you." That is, truth and love reign in the real man, showing that man in God's image is unfallen and eternal. Jesus beheld in science the perfect man who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. In this perfect man, the Savior saw God's own likeness, and this correct view of man healed the sick. Thus Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is intact, universal, and that man is pure and holy. When we learn in science how to be perfect, even as our Father in heaven is perfect, thought is turned into new and healthy channels towards the contemplation of things immortal and away from materiality to the principle of the universe, including harmonious man. Through discernment of the spiritual opposite of materiality, even the way through Christ, truth, man will reopen with the key of divine science the gates of paradise, which human beliefs have closed, and will find himself unfallen, upright, pure, and free, not needing to consult almanacs for the probabilities either of his life or of the weather, not needing to study brainology to learn how much of a man he is.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 143. Imposture shrinks from light and dreads the piercing eye, but sacred truths the test invite. They bid us search and try. Hymn number 143.
Thank you.
Let's now sing hymn number 183. Make haste, O man, to do whatever must be done. Thou hast no time to lose in sloth when all to truth must come. Hymn number 183.
Christian Science textbook, the Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. 1 John, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Psalms. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Amen.